Papal Royal. Papal is royal.
It's all about royalty.
The trans people are that royal.
Remember, we are loyal.
Nothing for us without us.
This is about us.
Love us just the way we are.
This is who we are.
We love who we are.
This is the time to speak.
This is the time to be heard.
Time for trans people to be heard.
This is Papal Royal.
Hi, welcome to the Papal Royal podcast. I'm your host, Tanag. The month of March is regarded as International Women's Month, where achievements of women throughout history and around the world are celebrated and recognized. This month is also an opportunity to raise awareness about gender equality and the challenges that women still face. It is also an opportunity to reflect on the progress made towards gender equality and to identify areas where more work is needed. And as Papal Royal, we also used the period to highlight issues affecting trans women in Zimbabwe. Trans women in the country still face many challenges when it comes to issues like employment, housing, and healthcare. All of these increased by discrimination and intolerance. Cyberbullying is another challenge that trans women face on their day-to-day lives. And that's the story in this month's episode of Miracle Iron, a trans woman from Chitungwiza, a city located about 30 kilometers from the capital, Harare. She was violated when her pictures wearing makeup were leaked by someone she had trusted and shared the photos via WhatsApp with. Listen to her story.
If I could retaliate, I would reduce time to the year 2020 and make amends to the catastrophe that gave a blind rebirth to all my fears. My self-confidence and self-esteem were reduced to a number below zero. Shame, fear, robbed me of my social liberty, and I became enslaved to loneliness. And my peers were the parasites that preyed on my tears because of my gender identity. Coming out to one of my most trusted allies seemed self-relieving. But little did I know that I had made myself the headlines. By that time, we had a class online social group where we could post updates on schoolwork, that is either assignments or any special announcements that needed attendance. I remember it was on the 11th of November and my clock struck 6:45 in the morning and my phone couldn't withhold the vibrations from tireless incoming notifications from my WhatsApp. As unusual as it was, I picked my cell phone to see what it could be. I opened my chats, started to scroll, and went in our school social group, which amazingly had my picture on its profile. I consciously sat down on my bed, reading through all the messages that were horribly objectifying on my gender identity. From texts, voice notes, stickers, my peers were throwing stones on my whole existence, brutally ripping off my dignity. Each one of them made it a mandate to venomously spread the word to every speech that was surviving. From teachers and every authority that was within our school. What made the whole situation intensify was the phone call that came from my uncle telling me to log into my Facebook. But the aggressiveness of his voice could tell me that my end was at hand. Shaking in fear, I gathered as much courage as I could with the little power that was left in me that I knew couldn't sustain me to the next second. As I immediately logged into my account, it felt like deja vu, though the feeling was unstable. The first thing I saw was a photo of me in makeup, which I had shared with my friend that I had opened up to and entrusted and also made him my confidante, posted by an anonymous participant in a public group with the caption Ngochanieba XX, the name of my school, which I would withhold for the sake of privacy. I started to go through the comments and my expectations were proven alive. People throwing every piece of baggage that they were preserving for ages. Some even making life-threatening threats as they couldn't sustain such an abomination, and some suggesting to gang up and beat me up to blue-black. I could feel my head spinning, my heart bleeding insanely with agony and fused with terror. I became powerless and could feel my bones track to shatter, and my phone kept on receiving texts and calls from relatives and friends. The last thing I recall from that moment was me trying to go out to my brother that was home by that time. How I got soaked in water and broke my phone, I don't remember. What I know is, I woke up surrounded by my family, half naked on the floor. Everyone surprisingly looking at me with disappointment on their faces. I became the topic to the family. My mother receiving calls from my extended family about my viral photo and every word that came with it. Everyone questioning about my gender identity. I became a victim to cyberbullying. I spent tons of hours locked up in my room as I couldn't face the shame I had brought to my family. Nevertheless, me facing the world with the truth of my gender identity. As difficult as it was, raised by a single mother, I couldn't stand the shame that I had brought on my mother, and already with the absence of support from my paternal side, things got from bad to worse. As they officially disowned me, saying they had nothing to do, Nengochani, meaning gay. I became an outcast. People putting me as if I was irrelevant or never existed. Everyone could put their informed judgment each time I walked past through their way. And this even impacted on my level of performance at school. I started to eliminate myself from the rest of the world. Lost contact of everything that I loved and cherished. From friends to that social life that I enjoyed very much. I became isolated and felt as if I was locked in a vacuum of my own peculiar kind. With no one to speak to and even get to share what I felt inside. I was a broken vessel without any void. I couldn't even make the worst sound. The silence became so loud that it almost felt like a nightmare. But luckily, nothing stays forever. I faced my demons, and though it never felt easy, I survived. I am still alive and proud to be unique and different, thus as a trans woman, and I firmly reclaim myself as Miracle, a young powerful black trans woman, born and raised in Chitungwiza.
You know, blackmail is a very serious offense, and it's so hard when it's coming from someone you thought was a trusted friend. Miracle Iron was so distressed to see her pictures shared in WhatsApp groups, and the hatred messages that she started receiving afterwards were unbearable. Now, this speaks volume of how we need to be careful online as trans people, because some of the people we think are friends have hidden agendas. Experts say if you are blackmailed online, the first step is to cut off contact with the person who is doing it, and also make sure to document any evidence of the blackmail, like screenshots of messages or emails. Then report the blackmail to the authorities and get legal help if necessary. It is also important to take care of yourself and reach out to supportive friends or family members for help and support. Now, in the spirit of Women's Month, as People Royal, we hosted an engagement meeting with trans persons in Harare and deliberated on various issues affecting the group. And this is what they had to say on what women empowerment means to them in vernacular.
Women empowerment kusimudzirana pamadzimai, also pamatranswoman, in terms of education, in terms of health, basa chaiko, kana mabasa emaoko, pa knowledge chaipo, nepama skills.
Women empowerment ndainzwisisa pakuti ikodzero yemunhukadzi kuti angogamuchirwa kunyange munzvimbo maanenge ari. Zvaanenge ari izvozvo ngaangotambirwa ari izvozvo. And ndaona kuti yakakoshera pakuti ngatitange taintrodyuswa kana ivhiri kumafamilies kwedu. Nepamwe pokuti kana uchida kupinda semutransgender, uchida kupinda mupolitics, tikabatsirwa nenzira yekuti vakuru vedu vatinzwisise, vamwe vacho vesava, vana vesa vari kumashure vasati vaziva. chatanga tanzwisiswa nevanhu vakuru.
For the transgender women out there, ndoda kuti rambai makasimba. Discrimination is there, but one day it's going to end. Kumashure uko chekutaitozoti vakadzi atendi kubasa. Zvainzi mukadzi anoswera pamba, but now we are seeing women working. Women are there in politics kutopi ikoko. So I want you to continue on fighting this battle. One day we're going to achieve and we're going to celebrate. So keep on fighting, and we are also here to support you.
And on that note, we would like to thank our partners for supporting the production of the Purple Royal, Frida Fund, the Netherlands Embassy in Zimbabwe, and Transmart Trust. Thank you for listening and sharing this podcast with your networks. Remember to get in touch with us on our social media platforms. We are at Purple Royal Podcast. I'm Tanaka, and take care.